Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff, and it is beautiful, and Christmas, and glitter, and all the good stuff at both of our stores. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem, and if you just need a little Christmas spirit, come on in. We have the Christmas music. We have things in stock ready to go, so bring your truck and trailer. They make great one-size-fits-all gifts. So, you know, sectionals, sideboards for that big screen TV, candles, all the purest, smelly, you know, great things of the season that you need. We have them at Osmond Designs. I am so happy to be doing this KSL radio show again this week with Jeff Kaplan. He is, you know, the king of KSL over here in the radio department. So it's really an honor.
Court jester, really.
Court jester, whatever. So we get to talk to the biggest and the best people in Utah in the real estate industry, not only residential, but also commercial development. And today is, you know, something I've been looking forward to for a couple of weeks. We have Steve Caldwell, who is the Utah Valley Home Builders Association Executive Officer. Welcome back on the show, Steve.
Thank you.
You're always so much fun. I was saying before the show, you and I can talk for hours about real estate and what's going on in the market, but you're the expert, Steve. You are doing this 8 hours a day. You work with all the builders. You work with all the subcontractors, and we want to hear what's going on in the Utah market.
Well, thank goodness we live in Utah.
Right.
Utah's market is staying strong. It isn't as strong as it has been, but it's definitely better than most of the United States. Thank goodness we're in Utah Valley, because Utah Valley is still doing really well. So we're definitely seeing a change, and it is slowing down, but it's still very healthy. And I feel like we're very blessed to be where we're at.
Yeah. So from a perspective of the builders, because that's who you primarily work with, how is the market in each of the price ranges? You know, so the starter homes versus the, you know, $3 million and $4 million and $10 million custom homes.
Yeah, I think this, the interest rate changes and hikes have really made a difference for the lower end builder, and their clientele can't qualify for homes anymore. And it's made huge increases in their monthly payments. And like I said, they can't even qualify. So that's been the biggest change, I think, has been in the track builders, the lower end builders, the condos, things like that. The medium price has been affected because they still need to take out a loan. And anytime you have to take out a loan with 7% interest, it changes things dramatically. But I think the higher end usually builds with cash and has probably a little better cash flow than most. And those seem to be still being built. And it is amazing how much money is in Utah Valley.
It's really surprising.
It is. I mean, there's some absolutely gorgeous homes, huge homes going in the valley. And there's a lot of young kids with a lot of money.
It's so true. I don't know what's going on, but these summer sales and, you know, all the trends of these scrappy millennials, I admire and respect that so much for them. What is the purpose of the Utah Valley Home Builders Association?
It's an association of builders, subcontractors, suppliers, and the purpose is to promote, protect, and preserve the home building industry in Utah Valley. And, you know, we do it in a lot of different ways. We try to encourage people to join our industry, to become a subcontractor, to get involved. The home builders has a lot of different things we get to do. You know, we deal with a lot of scholarships. We deal with a lot of projects, government affairs projects, where we visit with the 22 cities involved in Utah County. We also working on a project right now. We call subcontractors for Santa. We do that every year. And that's been a lot of fun and really interesting. Seems like there's always a project going on one way or the other.
There sure is. Tell me what your favorite subcontractor for Santa or, you know, one of your favorite stories from that.
Oh, boy. I really, really enjoy subcontractor Santa. I think it sets the personality for our whole home builders. This year we've got 30 to 35 homes that we're working on, and we're working on those right now. Hopefully we'll be done with the projects by the 15th of the month. Some of those projects are absolutely incredible with people that are very deserving, that need just a little bit of help. What we do is we pick these homes and we try to do small projects for them that the builders can do in a day. And they can be, there's just a number of things. This year we're working on like some handrails for elderly couples. We have some faucets that are leaking and we're fixing, repairing, and putting in new faucets. We have one lady that all she's asked for is to get her jetted tub working. And so we're going to work and getting her jetted tub to work for her for Christmas. We're putting in some new railings, some new steps, some new rain gutters, just things that, small things that will make a big difference in these people's lives. And it's been pretty rewarding and kind of fun to be a part of.
And I love that these are our neighbors and our friends that we're serving. Within the Home Builders Association, there are so many generous people, and they are willing to give their time and their talents to help other people in a way that is different than buying a bike or buying a game or something off of one of the mall Santa trees.
Yeah, I think our Home Builders is unique. Or at least I feel like it is because of the people we have. We have some really good people that are very generous with their time and with their money to help us be successful. So we're able to do a lot of things for a lot of people. And I think that's what makes it fun and kind of rewarding to be a part of.
Absolutely. So I've been a member of the Home Builders Association for as long as I can remember with my Osmond Designs business. And every month you have meetings. So it's a networking group.
Correct.
And not only the builders get to meet, but all the subcontractors and then all of the associates. So it's the bankers and mechanics. And I mean, the list goes on, but you have ongoing education that happens. But I think one of the main reasons for the Home Builders Associations in, you know, this, the entire state of Utah, because they are really in every community, is the code of ethics, that you have to be at a certain standard to be a member of this organization.
Yes, we vote in all the new members, whether they're builders or whether they're subcontractors. And we do believe there is a code of ethics that they need to be living by. We have had members that have applied that we didn't feel were of the stature that we wanted and haven't let them be a part of our association. I think it's, there's always builders that have problem buyers or things like that. We try not to get involved in those. And all builders and all homeowners have different issues, and we try not to be in the middle of all those issues. But for the most part, I feel like our builders are very honest, hardworking, and care about our industry, care about their customers, and really try to put out a good quality product for the money.
I think that's so important. And I think as a homeowner, if you're planning on doing a remodel project or you're planning on building a new home, to hire someone that is a member of the Home Builders Association is very, very important, because those people pay their bills. And they care about being in the business long term, I would say, for the most part. And there is credibility most often with the Home Builders Association members.
Yeah, I think we try to police it. We try to make sure that they're taking care of their subcontractors, because their subcontractors are our members. We try to make sure that the work they do is up to the standards that it should be, as far as codes and things like that. So
we are so lucky to have Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer of the Utah Valley Home Builders Association, on the radio show with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Thank you so much, KSL friends, for joining us today. We get to talk about any and all things real estate related on this KSL Real Estate Show. And today we are so lucky to have Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and Home Builders Association, with us. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you.
So, Steve, you've been on the show before, and you are definitely an expert in this, the state of Utah and in this industry. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, I don't consider myself an expert, but I am involved a lot in the home builders and in the Parade of Homes.
You're very humble, Steve.
But we have a great Parade of Homes. You know, for just to take a little bit of moment to brag about it, I think we have won National Home Builders Association Parade of Homes twice in the last 3 years, which is pretty amazing to do. So we have a very unique and great Parade of Homes. Our Parade of Homes last year, we ended up with selling tickets to 41 states and 20 different countries to our Parade of Homes here in Utah Valley. And so it's getting more notoriety, and it's just a unique, very classy parade. Our homes range from $500,000 to probably about $8 or $9 million. They come with all kinds of features, unique colors, unique designs. They're fully decorated, they're fully landscaped, and it's just an exceptional show of what builders can do.
For sure. So it's kind of like Pinterest or House in person.
It is. They're just so unique and so neat. We just have a lot of fun. There's so many different designers. There's so many different home designs and even locations. We had 31 homes in our parade last year. We're just putting together our list for this year, and we've had over 19 homes apply. I think we'll end up with 25 to 30 this year in our parade. So there's some uniqueness and some opportunities. It's a lot of work for the builders. It's hard to get them done, to have them fully landscaped, fully designed, and ready to go so that we can show them by June 1st is a lot of work, and builders are already scrambling to get them done.
Oh, for sure. And this is December.
Yeah.
And next year, it will be what, the first or second week of June?
Yes. I think it's the 6th of June.
That's amazing. Okay, Steve, so tell us, what is the Parade of Homes for those KSL listeners that have never heard of this before?
Parade of Homes is a builders coming together and building a design and a parade and a home that they would like to show their wares and show their subcontractors some of the features that they do and the quality that they put into it. And so there's 19 or 25 homes, whatever, like I say, ranging in a lot of prices, and they all show subdivisions, they all show designs, they all show colors, things like that, that are pretty unique. And so we have a great following. I think last year we sold about 35,000 tickets to our Parade of Homes.
That's incredible. So it goes for 3 weekends, approximately 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and you use your ticket, approximately $20 per ticket. You use your ticket to go and tour and walk through each of these homes. And most of the builders have the information of the subs that they used, the colors, the trends, the furnishings that are possibly for sale. So you can walk through, and even if you're not in the market to build a multi-million dollar, $10 million home, Maybe you love the backsplash. Maybe you love a faucet. Maybe you love a pillow on a bed. There's so many great things that you can get inspiration from walking through these homes.
Yeah, I dare venture that out of the 35,000 people that go through the parade, maybe only a handful are looking for a multi-million dollar home. But they're all there to get ideas and get ideas for their own home. I always have a couple husbands call me and say that it's the worst thing they've been able to do because the wife comes back with a huge list of honeydews or things they want to change. But I think that's what it does. It gives everybody ideas and creates concepts that they can work out in their own home, whether it be remodeling or whether it be, you know, picking a new builder. This gives you an idea of the builders that are available, also in the price points that are available. And then also I think a really unique thing is in the areas with lots and things like that. So there's a lot of opportunity. It's an exciting time. The builders put a lot of effort and a lot of work into making it fun.
Yes, they do. Jeff, have you ever been to the Parade of Homes before?
Yeah, I've been to the Parade of Homes in Park City. I mean, I've lived in a lot of places, and I'd never heard of this before. And when my then-girlfriend, now wife, told me about 12 years ago, I said, wait, you go into people's houses? And
they don't live there, Jeff.
It was absolutely beguiling, though. And one thing we left with is my wife's dream for a dozen years now that she wants bunk beds built into a bedroom for the grandkids.
Yes,
she's talked about for the, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And it's all because of the Parade of Homes.
Well, have you been to the Utah Valley Parade of Homes?
No, I have not.
Oh, Jeff, all right. This year you're going, and then we'll report back.
Is it the best one?
Well, everybody gets their own opinion. but my vote, yes, this one is the best one. I think Park City has a very unique and different parade. Theirs is in February. Salt Lake has a great parade. But Utah County, I think we have the best parade.
I know you. I have a question for you about the homes that are there. Builders build them. They want to show off what they've done, which is magnificent. Are these homes sold and there are homeowners who say, yes, invite the world into my house?
Yes, most of them are sold, and some of the homeowners are excited about it. I think more will be sold now with the interest rates and things the way they are. But in the past few years, there's been a number of them that haven't been sold. Million-dollar homes that have been bid on during the parade.
And they sell during the parade.
Yes.
Stay tuned. More on the KSL Real Estate Show. We have Steve Caldwell, the Executive Officer of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and Home Builders Association, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
We're talking about the Parade of Homes. This is the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jack Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, Jeff. It is the most wonderful time of the year. The Parade of Homes in the summer is maybe the second best time of the year. I will say, though, it's definitely one of my favorites. Today we have Steve Caldwell, who is the Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association, and he is very involved with the Parade of Homes. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Remind our listeners what the Parade of Homes is.
What the Parade of Homes, it's builders building their home in unique ways, usually 25 in different areas in the valley, different price points in the valley, different designs, different decorating, different yards, and us being able to have people walk through those homes and look at the colors, look at the designs, look at the furniture, look at the swimming pools and see ideas that they might be able to take back to use in their own home.
For sure. And it's really a great marketing opportunity for the subcontractors and the builders in our area. I know a lot of builders have actually started their business because of the Parade of Homes and the people that walked through that they then were able to get future projects for.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for the public to be able to see what's available, who's doing it. You know, each builder has his own specialty, and some of the homeowners are looking more for modern or looking more for contemporary, and each builder has a specialty in doing that. So going through the Parade of Homes, they have the opportunity to look at a builder that might be more apt to do what they're interested in, look at price points that maybe they can't afford or can't afford. It's just an opportunity to get involved in the housing industry, and it's really good for us because that's what we want to do is create interest in the housing industry and have our subcontractors and builders with lots of work and opportunities.
I love that so much. And really for me as an interior designer and furniture store owner, it's an opportunity for me to showcase the latest trends for the year. And we actually sell a ton of furniture because of the Parade of Homes. We also sell discount tickets at our stores. They're also available online. There's a virtual tour. So if you're not able to physically walk through these homes, you can purchase a ticket and view every single home online as well.
Yeah, the virtual home or tour has just happened in the last 3 years, but it's become very popular and a necessity for us to do in the future. So all the homes are asked to have done a week or two early, and then we go through and film them both in pictures and in the 365, and we put them on our website, and people, when they buy a ticket, can go through and look at all the homes.
That's incredible, and I feel like it's a great opportunity to interview builders. There's a lot of people that can build your home, but it's usually a long process. I mean, to build a home, it's oftentimes 9 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years. I mean, it can go on. And you need to have a great connection with that builder and a great relationship.
Well, they all have their forte. They all have different personalities, and they all have different price points. So it is a great time to meet the builder, to get some ideas, and to either gain that trust or be able to find one that you can.
I think so. And the Parade of Homes actually funds a lot of the projects that you do throughout the year. In fact, one of them is what, a BYU Cougar House?
Well, the Cougar House is a little different. We build a Cougar House probably about every other year. We have one going right now where our builders donate labor and money, and we build a house, and then we sell it. When that's accomplished and sold, we donate that money to our endowed scholarship at BYU. That's a little over $2 million right now. And I think with this next Cougar House, we'll have about another $300,000 or $400,000 to donate to our endowed scholarship. So none of that comes from the Parade of Homes. That's all comes from just the generosity and the hard work of our members. Most of the stuff from the Parade of Homes, we do other scholarships, like we have an endowed scholarship at UVU and one at Snow College. We also give scholarships to our members and their employees. So we take about $50,000 every year and have our members or their children apply for scholarships. We have a committee that reads through those and selects the 25 or 30 scholarships that we want to give out every year. And then we announce those in the Parade magazine that we put out with the parade.
So you're really investing in the future leaders that will be hopefully members of the Home Builders Association.
We do. We try to. We encourage, especially with our high school committee or our construction management schools at the high school or the colleges, we encourage people to get to know more and to have more interest in the trades and in the building industry. It's a great opportunity to put your hands at work and then be able to look at the product you've accomplished. And, you know, it's fun to drive around and see these houses that were built 15 years ago by some of these builders. And they're very proud of them, and they should be. But the builders have some really unique homes and some opportunities for all of us to see some quality and perspective of what's going on in the market.
So I'm a real estate agent, and so I have access to the MLS or the UtahRealEstate.com logins, and I get notified of when brand new homes come on the market that I'm interested in. And one of the things that I always smile about is in the comments section, it will say, 2019 Parade of Homes, and it really does have clout. You know that people put their best work into that home because they had 15,000 people touring the home and they wanted it to be quality. And so I think that is a great brand to have on these homes.
Yeah, I think owning a Parade of Homes is pretty special because that is the reason. I mean, the quality, the attention, the timeliness is all a part of the Parade of Homes. And so to have your home in the parade, I think, is pretty neat.
So if you are a homeowner and you are considering or thinking it would be really cool to be a parade home, what are some of the benefits for these homeowners?
Well, I think getting a quality builder, that's a pretty big benefit. Parade of Homes get some discounts from some of the vendors for them to be in the parade. I think the biggest one for a lot of homeowners is knowing that their home will be done on time, that it will be done complete with landscaping, decorating, and everything. So the weekend the parade's over, they have a place to move in, where a lot of homes right now, with all the labor shortages and other things that are shortage, could take a lot longer, and you kind of don't know for sure when you'll be able to move in. But Parade of Homes gives everybody an opportunity.
I love those hard deadlines and holding people accountable. Many times as an interior designer, we are hired to go in to these Parade of Homes, whether the home is a spec home or owned by a homeowner. Oftentimes we've received the home at midnight and the home is being showcased in the Parade of Homes at noon the next day.
Yeah, I think that happens more than we'd like it.
I hate that part.
But the deadlines are real, and we have to have it done because we open it to the public and sell tickets. But the builders do a really good job. This year, every home was done, some of them the last minute, but the homes were all open as the parade opened. And if not, they get penalized and won't be able to be in the parade for 3 years. So there's some pretty hefty fines and problems if you don't get your home done on time.
And the price of these tickets is less money than going to a movie. And you have 3 weekends, 2 full weeks, access to go in and out of these homes. You also get access to the virtual tour. So you'll be sitting in your kitchen and review your favorite homes again. Oftentimes, you can even go back a second time. Is that correct?
Right. You get all of the homes once and 2 of the homes twice. So you can go back and go through any 2 homes if you want to take a look or have more interest. The builders will work with you. They're always interested in having people come back.
So if you're doing new construction, the Parade of Homes is great. But you also have a remodeling aspect to the Parade of Homes. You recently have had a few homes that were remodeled that were also showcased.
Right. They have the same rules for us as a regular parade. So they can't be lived in. They have to be completely done. It's a little tougher for a remodeled home because they can't have clothes in them or stuff in them like that. But we've had a couple where they've done complete remodels and they've put the home in the parade. In fact, I think 2 years ago or 3 years ago, one of our completely remodeled homes won Best Parade Home of the Year. And so it is an opportunity. We love it because it shows another side of our industry that we're really into, that's really important to us, is remodeling and things like that. So as much as we can, we encourage it. We'd love it, but it is a lot more difficult.
For sure. Steve, in all the years that you've been doing this, do you have a favorite parade home that is very memorable?
I probably can't say because I have so many good friends in the industry. But Dustin Brinkerhoff had one in a couple years ago that was absolutely spectacular. But it was my design and my colors. It's what I enjoy. And one thing I have learned through the industry is that not everybody likes what I do. Or not everybody has different tastes, and that's what makes it good.
I think so, too. That's what's great about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and all the Parade of Homes across the state. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the Parade of Homes actually started in Utah and is now all across the entire nation, which is something we are sure proud of. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And if you're interested in making your home look like a parade home, please give us a call. We offer interior design services at $85 per hour. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And they are bursting with glitter and Christmas decorations everywhere. It is not too late to get your Christmas gifts at Osmond Designs. It's a one-size-fits-all. We have so many different price points. We sell gift cards. Come check it out. And it's our 20-year anniversary, so the entire store is an additional 20% off. Are already, no one beats our prices. So we have high-end furniture. We have low-end furniture. We do a lot of model homes. We do a lot of executive homes and custom second and third homes for people. But most of our stuff is priced in the middle. So it's very affordable. And we have a lot of very unique things in the store. We love that this is the season of giving. Today we have Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer of the Utah Valley Home Builders Association, back on the show with us. Steve, tell us about what you're doing and your subcontractors for Santa this year.
Our subcontractors for Santa project is one of our staples that we get to do every year. We pick families in Utah Valley that are needy, that need help, even with small projects that we can do. It's sometimes overwhelming to see some of the situations that people are living in our valley. A couple of years ago, we had a home where the family hadn't had a bathroom for 9 months. And so we got to go in and fix their plumbing and make it available. They were using buckets. It was devastating to see how some people are living. We've had families that have had seven kids in one bedroom, and the glass is broken out, and so they have just paper up, and we've been able to go in and replace the windows. We had a family a few years back their son had slid into home playing baseball at one of the high schools, broke his neck, and was paralyzed. And they didn't have a way of taking care of them. So the builders went in and widened the door of the bathroom and then tore out the tub and put in a shower so that he could take his wheelchair in there. That particular family came in about a month ago and expressed thanks about that from 15 years ago and just said that they were still using it for their son that still lived with them. And so there's a number of projects. I did one a couple of years ago where the family didn't have a furnace, and they had put up some blankets around a portion of their living room and then had a small space heater in there trying to stay warm. And so we went in and put in a new furnace for them for that family. It's pretty unique things that are done. The builders go out of their way to make sure it's very special. And it really brings the Christmas spirit to our organization.
I think so. And in Utah, there really is no place like home. I think Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz said it best. And our homes are very important to Utahns. We have lots of children. We have animals. And comparatively speaking, we have probably larger homes than most other communities.
Yeah, I think we're really blessed with our housing. I know there's a shortage and it's hard. But it's pretty unique here. The quality of building, the type of building is pretty unique. You don't see in other parts of the nation.
For sure. And Utah always steps up to help and give back to their communities. If you have money, if you have expertise, if you have skills or the time to give back, call the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. See if there are any opportunities left, if not for this year, but for next year. Maybe you can even nominate yourself or someone that you know for future projects. Keep that in mind. We are always looking for ways to serve and to give back to our community. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.